Okay, good morning, and may our learning be a merit. Me'ilui nishmas, me'ira chaya nechama bracha le'ashalom bas David Mordechai. And let's go back to the beginning of the third parak here of Masechet Tzmura. This is dealing with the theme of the children and the tzmuros of different karbanos. So we learned in the last parak about the child or the tzmura of a chatas. So now we begin with a shlamim. Elu kachim, these are karbanos shevladosem utmurosem kiyotze bahen. That if it's a child or a tzmura of it, would have the same status as it. Vlad shlamim, the child of a shlamim. Tzmurasan, the tzmura of a shlamim. Vladan, their child. Vlad vladan, the child of their child. Adsof kololim, till the end of the world. Harehem kishlam have the same status as the shlamim. They get brought as a karban. Utun and smicha. You need to lean on them. Unasachim. You need to be accompanied with wine. Utnufas chazav eshok. And the chest and the thigh are waved. Says the Gemara again. We learned this yesterday. Beginning of the third parak. Yemid etan of vladan and vlad vladan. Once it says that the child and the son of the child are still considered shlamim. Ad sof kololim lamali. Once you said two generations, why do you have to say till the end of the world? Answers the Gemara, Tana Dida, Nar Tana, Shamil Rebelezer, here's Rebelezer, Damar is going to say soon, Vlad Shlamim, Lo Yikariv Shlamim, the child of a Shlamim, doesn't get brought as a Shlamim. So Amalei Tana Dida, so our Tana says, listen, let me buy a Bivlad and the Lomadin Alach. Not only do I not agree with you about the child of a Shlam, he gets brought as a Shlam. Elafi Latsof Kala Olam. But even till the end of the world, Lomadin Alach, I do not accept what you said. Okay, we're at the two dots here. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know this? That the child of a Shlam, the child of the child of the Shlam, the child of the child of the Shlam are all Shlamim with all the laws of Shlam. The Tana Banu Dinu Raisa. The verse says about Shlamim, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, Tamim Yakivenu. So Zachar, why did it say Zachar, male, or Abbas is a Vlad, to include that the child has the same status as the mother, as also a Shlam. Now, Balo Dinu. Now, the truth is, this is based on logic. We know that the Tmura of a Shlamim has the status of a Shlam, even though it didn't grow in Hektish. Kreva, it gets brought. So, Vlad, so the child of the mother was a Shlamim, Shegidule Hektish, which was grew up in the mother of Hektish, a mother which was Hektish. Eno Din Shikar, it certainly should be brought. So then I'll tell you no. Mala Tmura, I'll say, you know, Tmura gets brought, Shekeinu Heges B'chala Kachim, because Tmura applies to all Karbanos. Tomer B'Vlad, whereas the child of a Karban, right, Eino Noeg B'chala Kachim can't apply to all Karbanos, because if the Karban is male, it doesn't have a child. Oh, so Eino Karb, so I might think that the child of a Karban doesn't have the same holiness as the mother and gets brought like the mother was. Well, Eino Noeg B'chala Kachim, because it doesn't apply to all Karbanos. Tamalom Zachar, that's why I have the word Zachar, the rabbis is a Vlad, to include a child. All right, going back to the pasuk, it says im zachar. It says im nekevas. We interpreted the word zachar. Now, what does the word nekeva teach us? Nekeva l'rabos hatzmura. Nekeva means that if someone takes a shlam and tries to swap it with something else, so that swap thing becomes holy as a shlam and gets brought as a shlam. In the tzmura stream, so maybe I only know a source that the tzmura of an animal that's unblemished and vlad and the child of tzmimin. What's that? It's not working.
I think it is.
What's that? This one? Did we press this?
Yeah.
We pressed this,
yeah,
that it's going?
I think that's going to be.
No, usually it's red.
We said we hit the go live button?
No, no.
Baruch.
Oh.
Yeah. You better do
it. It was all good.
Yeah. Chinese.
Is the Facebook Live okay?
Yeah, I think so.
What's up? Now, so Kim noticed something.
Did he press go live?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit go live.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Can you focus it on?
Yeah, focus
okay,
it.
So we're getting somewhere.
Oh, okay, and it's red on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, red. No, red on the top.
Yeah, so it's working.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Check. Morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
Great.
Check. Okay, now I'll leave myself again.
All right, thank you, Ellie. All right, so again, we're on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're going through the sources for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Tzmura of a Shlamim and the child of a Shlamim have the same status as the Shlamim. So that the child of a Shlamim has the status of a Shlamim, so the word Zachar. That the tzmura of a shlamim as the status of a shlamim can be brought is from the word nekeva. That's how we know the tzmurah. So now again, ein li ela tzmurahs tmimim uvladin tzminim. So maybe I would only have a source from the word zachar nekeva, that the child of a complete carbon, and it's more of a complete carbon can be brought as a carbon. Vlad balimum. Let's say you have an animal that is a shlamim, but it's blemished. Right? You made it a shlamim, then it got blemished. And now it gives birth. Or you have an animal that is the holiness of shlamim because, and it's blemished, and you did a tzmura on it. Tzmura is balimum. I mean, how do we know that the tzmura of the baal mum, the tzmura of the blemished animal, or the child of the blemished animal, that they can be brought as a carbon as well? Tamalom, that's what it says. Im zachar, the word im, the rabbos of lad balimum, that's to include the child of the blemished animal. Im nekeva is the rabbos tzmura balimum, to include the tzmura of the blemished animal. I'm a leader of Safra la Abaye. Rav Safra said to Abaye, this is where we gotten up to yesterday. Vibachana, why don't I flip? Why don't I say that the child is from the word im nekeva, the child of a baal mum, and that the tzmura of a baal mum is from the word im zachar? So I'll tell you. Nistab mimakum chen nisrabsa tzmuras tzmimim, nisrabsa tzmuras baal mum. Since the word nekeva is what told me that the tzmura of a tzmim has the status of the same holiness of shlamin, gets brought, so that's the source also, that the tzmura of a baal mum also creates a holy carbon that can be brought. And that's what makes sense. And mimakom shenisrabsa tmuras tzmimim, nisrabsa tmuras balei mumin. Amalei said to him, no, mikamino lachlipoch im zachar im nekeva. Do you think I'm telling you, change which im, that from the word im zachar, I'm suggesting you should interpret tmura, and from the word im nekeva, you should interpret it as child? I'm saying, why don't we flip the whole pasuk? Ema zachar le rabbis is a tmura. Why don't you say that the word zachar includes the tmura, that also has sanctity like that which it was tmura from, and it can be brought. And nekeva, the word nekeva le rabbis is a vlad. That's what includes the child, that the child can be brought as a carbon. Amalei, he said some simple answer. The word vlad is lashon zachar. It's in masculine form. So it's connected to the word zachar. Zachar mashma. Tmura is lashon nekeva mashma. The word tmura is in feminine form. Tzmura, come and say. So that's included from the word nekeva, and then im nekeva is to include tzmuras balei mumin, the tzmura of an animal that was blemished. Okay, that's the sources. Okay, says the Gemara.
But the tumtum wouldn't have children, would
it? Tumtum, we're not after tumtum.
But we have
Baal mum.
Okay.
Blemish? Why? It could have child. Blemish. It can have cataracts.
Oh.
Made the animal holy, then it gets pregnant, and then it gets cataracts. It's a baal mum, but still a child's growing in it. All right, so now in regards to what do we say that the child of a shlamim, which is a baal mum, a shlamim which is blemished, has sanctity? We were including it from the words im zachar. Lamai hilchas, in regards to what? Does that mean that you bring it as a carbon? That means it's better than the mother. The mother can't be brought as a carbon, but it can be brought as a carbon. Lamai hilchas, in regards to which halacha? So Amar Shmuel said, yet likar, if you bring it as a carbon, and like the view of Rabbi Elazar, we're about to see, we know that an ola can only be a male. Right? You can't take a female animal as an ola. But what happens if somebody consecrates a female animal as an ola, and then that animal has a child, which is a male? So now do you bring it as an ola or not? The mother itself couldn't be brought as an ola, but maybe the child could. So Shmuel says, the child of the baal mum is brought as a carbon. It's like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that if you made a female an ola, and then it gives birth to a son, it's brought as an ola. Same thing over here.
You bring it
as a carbon. So now the Talmud would have thought to say, Kikam Rabbi Elazar. When does Rabbi Elazar say that the child can do more than the mother? When it's the child of an ola. The mother was a female and was made an ola. So I'll say there, Ikashem ola al imo. We know that there is such a thing as a female ola in birds. In birds, there can be a female ola. So therefore, since the concept of ola is applicable to females, therefore the child of the female ola can also be brought as a carbon. Avalhani vlad is but the child of a baal mum, lo kravio. I think that you can't bring, right? Because you can't bring a baal mum. There's no baal mum that can be brought as a shlamim. Come ashwan, that's a need the pasuk of im zachar. To say that the child of the shlamim is like the shlamim, even the child of a baal mum shlamim can be brought as a shlamim. That's the view of Shmuel. However, Bar Pedamar, when we say that the child of the baal mum also has holiness. That means l'ri'iya. That means that it pastures until it gets a blemish, and then it's redeemed, but you can't bring it. And that would be something that everybody would agree to. Maybe Rabbi Elazar said that the child of a female ola is brought. That's because an ola can. There is such a thing as an ola, a female. But there's no such thing of a Baal Mum being brought when it's a Shlamim. So therefore the child of the Baal Mum Shlamim is not brought. Rather it has holiness. That it can't, you can't just use it without redemption. You need to wait till it gets blemished and then you redeem it and use it. Itmar we learned. Rav Amar Rava said the child of the Shlamim was a Baal Mum. Likariv is brought as a carbon. Aliba de Belazar, Kunja Belazar. Rav Papa Amar Papa said no, the child of the Baal Mum was a Shlamim. Lira'iya has to pasture till it gets a blemish. And not only does Rebbe Elazar agree to this, but everybody agrees to this. Chacham and Rebbe Elazar agree to it. Okay, all right, so this is one set of psukim. One set of psukim is from the words im zach or im nekeva. So now we're going to have a brisa that's a different source. Hai tana, the following tana of this brisa, maislamehach, he derives these laws that tmura shlam has the status of shlamim, and vlad shlam, the child of shlam, has the status of shlamim. Mehacha from the following verse. The verse says, Rakadashecha Shayu Luchon Derecha Tisa Vasa Elamakom Asher Yivcher Hashem. When it says Rakadashecha Ela Tzmuros, that's to include the Tzmura. Ashayu Lucha, that'll be to you Ela Vladis, that's the children. Now if it would have said Tiso Vasa, you should carry and bring it up. Yachli Yachnisan al Beis Abchir might think that you have to take this child of the carbon or the Tzmura of the carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. However, you bring it in, that's it. But yimna mehem mayim umazin, you don't give them water or food, kadesh yamusus, that they will die. Tamaloma, that's what it says, vasis olosecha basar v'adam. And you are to perform your olos, meat and flesh. Kadesh atanoig ba'ola, the same way you bring the ola itself. Kach atanoig b'tmura, so to the tmura also is actually offered on the mizbeach. Kadesh atanoig b'shlamim, the same way you bring the actual shlamim onto the mizbeach, atanoig b'vlade shlam, you also do with the child of the Shlam, Uva Tzmur, and the Tzmur of the Shlam. Yachol, Kol Kachim Kei, maybe that's true with all Karbanos, Tamaloma, Rak Kachach, that's what it says, only the Kachim, some certain things are excluded, we'll see what. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, that's the view of Rabbi Shmuel. However, Rabbi Kiva says, Eino Tzarech, I don't need to exclude from the words Rak Kachach. Rabbi Omer says, Asham Hu, it is an Asham, that means Hu Karev, only the Asham is brought, but Ein Tzmura So Kreva, the Tzmura of an Asham, cannot be brought. So Amar Mar, we're going to learn in this braisa. Tiso vasa, from the words tiso vasa, yacha yachli senol beis abchir. I think you'd have to bring the tmura of a carbon into beis hamikdash. Ina tesi. Why would I think that you have to bring it into the beis hamikdash and let it die? Okay, when the gemiri chamesh chatos, since we know that there are the five chatos that have to be starved to death, that implies everything else, hanach mekriv krivi, everything else is not. So we know that one of the chatos that starved to death is the child of a chatas. That means that the child and the tmura of a chatas. That means that the tmura and the child of other karbanos is not put to death. The Gemara says, no, maybe not. Now the Tim would have thought to say, chamish chatos meisis b'chol makom. The child of a chatas and the tmura of a chatas dies anywhere. However, hanach, but the child of an ola or a shlamim, or the tmura of an ola of a shlamim, I would have thought, yamus b'beis abchira, they have to die in the beis hamikdash. Kamash, once I need the pasuk to say that, no, they don't die, but rather, asiso l'asecha basar v'adam, they are actually offered as karbanos. Again, Amar, we learned in the Braisa. Yachalaf kalakachim, okay, maybe in all karbanos, we'll say that the child and the tzmura is offered as karbanos. Tamalam, that's what it says. Rakot shecha, rak is an exclusion. Something is excluded. So vladimat, so what is excluded? Ida ola, if you're going to say that the child of an ola is excluded, there is no such thing as a child of an ola. Zacharu, because an ola is a male. There's no child growing inside of it. Vlad baraludi, you can't give birth to a child. Ida chatas, so we're talking about the child of a chatas, k'mir lo'dimu nisakami. There we have Allah l'moshe m'sinai, that the chatas goes to its death. It's starved to death. Ida asham, so if we're talking about an asham, so k'mir lo'dimu, we also have Allah l'moshe m'sinai. To the ri'ya azli, that it has to pasture till it gets a blemish, and then it's sold, and the money is used to buy olos. Because we have a rule in that halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the kol shebachatas mesa, all these examples. Then an achatas would be put to death, ba'asham roa, in an asham it would pasture. So a child of achatas is put to death, a child of an asham has to pasture. So why do I need the words rakot shecha? It's already part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The answer is lo'olam b'chatas. The words rakot shecha are to talk about the chatas. V'hilchasa gemirila l'misa. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai taught us that the child of the chatas is supposed to be put to death, supposed to be starved to death. Okay, but I would have thought that b'di'eved, if you didn't put it to death and you brought it as a carbon, it's accepted. The pasuk is needed to tell me that even if you try to bring the child of the chatas as a carbon, it's not accepted. What? Says the Gemara, Baba Atalia, these two things are connected to each other. Since it's supposed to die, based on the halacha Moshe Sinai, Memela lo karva, of course you can't bring it as a carbon bidi eved. Okay. Elas, or rather, Hilchasa lachatas. The pasuk, I'm sorry, the halacha Moshe Sinai already tells us that the child of a chatas and the tzmur of a chatas is put to death and can't be brought as a carbon. Kra, the pasuk of Rakat Shecha. Limute tzmuras asham is to say that the tzmura of the asham also cannot be brought as a carbon. I might have thought that the tzmura of an asham lechatchila shouldn't be brought as a carbon, but the eved could. That's why I need rakot shecha. Mar says no. Hanami yilchus agmila that we also knew from halacha Moshe Sinai. It's because the halacha Moshe Sinai said kol shabachatas mesa ba'asham roa. All those things that a chatas is put to death about, the asham has to get a blemish and then be transferred into an ola. Ella, so rather, what do we need? Rakat Shecha, mi boile, what it's saying, it's for the following. The Avar Makriv, that if somebody were to violate this law and take the tmura of an asham or the child of an asham and offer it as a carbon on the Mizbeach, kaibase, he'd be violating an isur ase. Sometimes you have a prohibition, but it's phrased as a mitzvah ase, so that would be such a thing, he'd be violating this prohibition. Please.
It's all this concept of valad. Remember about Ben Pikua.
Right.
Is this the same? It has to be the same concept.
No, this is already there, born. This is already where it's already born. Ben Pikua was slaughtered when it was still inside. This is where the child actually came out already. Okay. So the Braisa says, Rabbi Akiva says, Eino tzarech, I don't need anything to exclude the tzmura of an asham. The verse from Rakat Shecha. I already exclude the tzmur of an asham from the words asham hu, which tells me hu karev, the asham is brought, ain't tmuraso kreva, but the tzmur of the asham cannot be brought. Asks the Gemara, lam likra, what I need a pasuk for, voil chesak mirila, was already alach l'moshem yisinai. So Gemara says, ain't a chanami, you're right, that the tzmur of an asham is not brought, that's already alach l'moshem yisinai. So elakra lam likra, so what I do with the words asham hu, yiboy l'kid Rav Huna, that I need for the lesson of Rav Huna. I'm Rav Huna taught. Asham, let's say you have a carbon asham and the owner of it dies. Or it gets missing and some other asham was brought in its place. Now you found it. Shen nitzak l'ri'iyah, and then you handed it over to a shepherd to go out and pasture with it. And before it got the blemish, ushchatostam, somebody just slaughters it. So now, kasher l'shem ola, it would be kasher as an ola. What's going to happen? Once it would get a blemish, you would take it and sell it, use the money for an ola. So now, if it was walked into the mikdash without it getting a blemish and just slaughtered, it's an ola. However, there's only nitak, if it was already given to the shepherd. That's what his case. Lo nitak, but if it hadn't been given to the shepherd, lo, then it's still called an asham, and therefore if somebody shechts it without saying it's an ola, it wouldn't be a kosher karban. My time of why is that the case? So that's this word, asham hu. It stays in asham until it was actually handed over to the shepherd. Okay, that's what we need asham hu for.
When they said it's a Gentile, right, Rabbi?
Oh, no, a Jew can buy it. Once it's blemished, a Jew can buy it.
But it was holy.
Yeah, but now by the paying of the money on the blemished animal removes the sanctity.
So the meat of that animal is kosher at Pesach?
Yes. Now, so going back to the first two brisos, we had, again, the topic of the parak is that the child of a shlamim, the tmur of a shlamim, the status of a shlamim. Now the Tana who learns it from the pasuk mehani kray, from these psukim, rak tashecha sheyulacha, vasisu lasecha basar adzam, tepikle mizachar nekeva. Why doesn't he learn it from the words, im zachar nekeva? He'll tell you, no, ahumi boile levlad balimumu l'tmuras balimumin. Zachar and Nekeva are needed to tell me that the child of a balmum and the tmura of a blemished animal are also brought as karbanos, or have the holiness of shlamin. The tepik le kulumei akroi. Why doesn't he learn it all from that pasuk? Im lo masmale. He doesn't interpret anything from the word im. So if you don't learn anything from the word im, so then you only have a source for the child and the tzmura, but you don't have a source for bali mumin. Well, I tana denafkale me im zacha im nekeva. Now the tana who learned it all from im zacha im nekeva. Tisu vasa my avadu. What does he do? The words tisu vasa and rakod shecha. So that he learns that for the following. That's not to tell me that the child or the tzmura of the shlamim have the status of the shlamim, but rather it's to say that when it's at the time for aliyah l'regel, afilu mimer ayhu, even if they're out pasturing, person shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to wait till the next time, then I'll bring them up. But rather, he has to take the animals that are the karbanos and he has to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. Shlish Nachmin, another version, mimorigaihu, from where they are busy, you know, threshing grain. Even so, if the animal was holy as a karban, now it's time to go up to the Beis Hamikdash. He takes them away from their threshing, brings them up to their Beis Hamikdash, and that's what he learns from the words Rakat Shecha. All right, so again, the child of a shlamim is brought as a karban.
We said that the first mission is that the child of a shlamim has the status of holiness. Now, in what regards? In the Brises, we said it was brought as a karban too.
So now let's see, the mission is going to have this argument that we mentioned before. Rabbi Lezer says, V'lad shlamim lo yikarev shlamim. The child of a shlamim is not brought as a shlamim. Rather, you just let it die. Chacham Omri Yikriv, Chacham say it's brought as a shlam. Amrim Shim, Rav Shimon says, Lo nechliku al vlad, vlad shlamim. The argument's not about the child of a shlam, or of al vlad, vlad tmura, or the child of a tmura, shlo yikriv. Everybody agrees that that's not brought. Al na nechliku, what's the argument? Al vlad, just the child itself. Belezer, Malo yikriv, Belezer says the child also can't be brought. Chacham Omri, Chacham say yikriv, it can be brought. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua testified, and Rabbi Pipayas, Rabbi Pipayas testified, of Vlad Shlamim, the child of the Shlamim, Shiyikrav Shlamim is brought as a Shlamim. Amr Rabbi Pipayas says, Ani Meir, I testify, Shaislanu Parashal Zivche Shlamim, we once had a cow which was a Shlamim, V'achalnu Abib Pesach, we ate it on Pesach, V'achalnu Vlad Shlamim B'chag, and we ate her child as a Shlamim on Shavuos. The child of the Shlamim gets brought as a Shlamim. All right. Amr Abami, Amr Biochan, my time of Rebbe Lezer, what's using Rebbe Lezer, the child of a shlamim is not brought as a shlamim. It just has holiness. It has to be starved to death. Amr Karkas, the pasuk says, V'im zevach shlamim karbano l'ashem. V'im, the way he reads it as V'im, the mother is the shlamim. The mother of a lo vlad, not the child. Amr Rebbe Kiyabar Abami said to Rebbe Ami, Yelameata, if that's the way you darshan things, whenever it says im, it means the mother. When the Torah says im, al todo yakrivenu. Hachanami aim velo vlad. So you're going to say with the karban toda also, it's only the mother, not the child. V'chitei machanami, we're going to say that that's the case. V'atani v'lintin abraisa, vlad of the child of a toda, utmurasa, or the exchange for the toda, v'chilufeha, or if it was lost and something else was brought in its place, minayin, how do we know that they go on to the mizbeach as a toda, tamalomar, im al toda, mikol makom. That's what it says, im, to include all these other types of todos. Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. So rather, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's name of Rabbi Yochanan. I know time to Belezer. The reason Rabbi Belezer why the child of a shlamim is not brought as a shlamim is a din de rabbanan, because there it's a decree. If we're going to allow the person to bring this child, Shema Yigadol Mehem Adar Madar, maybe he's going to try to raise flocks of shlamims, because they'll say each child is also a shlamim, so he'll raise flocks of shlamim. Now, if you have flocks of karbanos floating around, it's not so healthy, right? People might take its wool, people might use them, it might have me'ila. Therefore, they said, child of a shlamim, you can't bring. It's only a din d'rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon said, the whole argument is about the grandchildren. I'm sorry, the argument is about the child, but the grandchildren, everybody agrees that you can't bring. He brought that a question in the yeshiva. Hey, Katani, how do you read Rabbi Shimon? Is he saying, lo nechleku, that Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham don't disagree about the grandchildren? In other words, that they all agree, shelo yikruvu. No one is saying that they can't be brought, but rather, elo yikruvu. Everybody agrees that they could be brought. And about the children, they argue. But about the grandchildren, they all agree it could be brought. Oduma, maybe he's saying the other way, what I just said. Lo nechleku shi yikruvu. Nobody argues to think it could be brought, elo yikruvu. Everybody agrees that the grandchildren cannot be brought, but the child is about the children.
So Amar Rabba, there's actually an argument about this. Rabba said, Mestabret makes sense, lo nechleku, they don't have an argument about the grandchildren. Shalo yikiru, that they shouldn't be brought. Elo yikiru, everybody agrees that they could be brought. My time of why? Because I come completely Rabbi Lezer, Lady Rabban, a little bit of Vlad. Rabbi Lezer's whole point is a Dindra Rabban. He's worried that if you bring the child as a karban, people might be raising flocks of this. Okay, that's about the child. Abba Vlad, Vlad, Akrei Balmu. But a grandchild is already unlikely. It's unlikely to get to a point of having a grandchild that's a karban too. So you don't have to make a gzeir on the unlikely things. You don't have to make decrees. It's unlikely to happen. However, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "Lo nechleku." There's no argument between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Sheikravu, that the grandchildren are actually brought. No one thinks that. Lo yikravu, they're certainly not brought. My time, why? Because I can complete Rabban and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Vlad. Whether the Rabban said the child can be brought, that's just the child. Avol Vlad, Vlad, but the grandchild mitoch. Once you see that he's leaving it alive to get to a grandchild. So he carries machshav to the legadah kabbalah. You see, he's looking to raise flocks. So then we have to decree we don't want him to raise flocks. So we'll tell him he can't bring the grandchild. Okay, starting Yud Ches Amud Beis. Yes, but we can't because of a dindur rabbanim. We can't because of this rabbinic law. Tani Rebchia taught us a braisa, l'siyue, l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, to prove the view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, or to support Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The pasuk says, im kaves, im kesev hu makriv, if he brings a kesev. Now the word kesev implies the child. So that tells you, vlad rishon kariv, the first child can be brought. Vlad sheni, but the child of the child, eno kariv, can't be brought. Then the word hu, that's to say, hu kariv, the child is brought. Ain Vlad Kala Kachim Kar, but the child of other Karbanos is not brought. So this is like the view of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that even according to the Chachamim, it's the child that could be brought, but not the grandchild. One second. When it says, who Karb, it's brought, but not another Karban, Vlad Zamai, which Karban is being excluded? Ido Olova Asham, if you're going to talk about an Ola or an Asham, Zharmim, they're males, so they don't have children. They don't have children. You already have a halach l'moshe m'Sinai that the child of a chatas is put to death. So Ravina said, when we say here that who kariv, but not the child of another karban, right? The child of a shlam is brought, but not the child of another karban. Yisui vlada ma'aseras. That's referring to maser behema. When you have maser behema and it becomes pregnant, its child is not brought as a karban. Vladimu Saras, now the child of maser behema, lamali kra, what do I need a pasuk for? Avra mibachor kagamerla. We know there's a hekish between maser behema and bechor. There's a gzeres shava, kala shayavra tachas ashavet, and the word vavarta kopete rechem. So we can say like this, obviously a bechor is male, so the bechor doesn't have a child who could be a karban. So in Maaser Behema, since it's compared to Bechor, also the child of Maaser Behema wouldn't be a carbon. So when it says Itzuch, I still need the pasuk who. Sakadai Tachmina would thought to say in Don an Efshem Yishi Efsher. You can't derive to Maaser Behema from Bechor because in Bechor it's impossible to have a male, to have a child because it's a male. It's not going to have a child growing inside of it. But in Maaser Behema, which could be a female, so then maybe the child would have the status of Maaser Behema because you can't derive that which is possible from that which is impossible. Kamash one, they need the word who. That the law that the child of a carbon is true about a shlamim, but it's not true in Maaser Behema. Then the Mishnah said, hey, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Pius. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Pius testified that they had a cow of shlamim, and they had the child over Shavuos when they had the mother over Pesach. Ula Rava, now according to Rava, who holds? That's right. So Amar Kadshim, who says that when you have a carbon you're supposed to bring, Kevin Shavar Aleim Regal Echad Kol Yom V'Yom over Aleim Basay. Once one holiday passes that you didn't bring it up, so every further day is a violation of the Nasay. So how'd they wait from Pesach till Sukkot? Because he's thinking here, when it says B'chag, it's referring to Sukkot. So Me'atzeres Boy Michle, they should have eaten it back on Shavuos. Amar Rav Zuna Shmei D'Rava. Maybe the case is, Kigon Shayachol B'atzeres. It was sick. On Shavuos, that's why they couldn't bring it on Shavuos. They had to wait till Sukkot. And Rav Ashi said what I had said before. My chag nami de ketani. What does it mean? The holiday
Chag Shavuos. It means the holiday of Shavuos. Vidach. Now, why didn't Rava give that answer? Because he'll tell you, Kolecha, the Ketani Pesach. If it said the word Pesach, if it was referring to Shavuos, would have said Atzeres. So the Gemara now says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that it was brought on Sukkot because it was sick over Shavuos, or it was born on Pesach and then brought over Shavuos, what's the Chiddush? Maya Seduce? The answer is Lachfuki. The Chiddush is to go against Rebbe Lezer. Tamer who holds Vlad Shlam lo Yikrev Shlamim. He holds that the child of a Shlam should not be brought as a Shlam because of the Gzeira Drabana. We don't want him to raise flocks. Kamasin, so that's why there was a testimony of Rebbe Shimon. We didn't follow that view. And that the child of the Shlamim was brought either on Shavuos or on Sukkot, because on Shavuos it was sick. Okay, so till now we've been speaking about the child of a Shlamim. Now we move on to the child of a Karban Toda. Vlad Toda, the child of a Karban Toda. Ut Murasa, or the exchange for a Karban Toda. Vladan, the child of the child of the Toda. The child of the Tmura, the child of the child of the Tmura of the Toda. Vlad Vladan, the child of their child. That's of Kaladoris for all generations. Harelu Kitoda, they have the same status as a Toda. The insides are put on the Mizbeach. The meat is eaten that day and that night. However, that which comes from a Toda wasn't promised itself. It's either the child of a Toda, or a Tmur of a Toda, or the child of the Tmur, or the child of the child. Doesn't need to be accompanied with the 40 loaves of bread. We know there's a ton of Rabbanim. We lived in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Im al Toda yakrivenu v'yikriv al zevach ha-toda. Ma'u Omer, what are we learning from the words? Yakrivenu, verse could have just said, Im al Toda v'yikriv al zevach ha-toda. Why yakrivenu? Let's say like this. Mafrish Toda, if somebody put aside a Toda, then after then he lost the animal. If Shacheres tachtea, he put another one in its place. The Nimtzis Rishon, and then he finds the first. Farishtein Omdos, and he has two of them in front of them. Menayin Shezish Yir to Yaakov. How do we know he can bring whichever one he wants of the two? And Lachma Ima, and the breads will accompany that one which he brings. Tamalomar Toda Yaakov. That's what it says. Yaakov Venu. He can bring whichever one he wants. Yachol Teishniya to an Alechem. So maybe the second one should also need bread. Tamalomar Yaakov Venu. He will bring it. It is in the singular tense, but not both. Achas, one needs bread, veloshtaim, not that both need bread. Minayin, how do we know? Lerabos, vlados, I don't know that the children of a Toda have the status of a Toda. I don't know that the tmuros, the exchanges of a Toda, have the status of a Toda. Khalifos, so this case, a Toda went missing, something else was put in its place. I don't know that this also has the status of a Toda. Tamalomar, that's what it says, v'im al Toda. Since it says v'im, and it says al, that's to include more. Yeah, that's right.
And the second one?
And then the second one, just the animal, but doesn't get bread with it. Ah, it says Yakri Venu. But it gets brought as a Toda, with the Matan Dam, with the giving of the blood of a Toda, and the eating limitations of a Toda. Yachol Yehu Kulon Tunos Lechem. So maybe all of them should also need bread. Tamalomah, it says, Al Zevach HaToda, on the offering of the Toda. That's to say, Toda, one Toda, to Una Lechem needs bread. V'lo Vlada, the child of a Toda, Utmurasa, or the swap for the Toda, the Chalifasa, or that which was brought in place of the Toda, to Una Lechem, or that which was going to be brought in place. Neither of those need bread. Okay, so we talked about the child and the Tmura of a Shlamim, the child and the Tmura of a Toda, and now we talk about the Tmura and the child of an Ola. Tmuras Ola. Let's say you have an Ola and you try to do Tmura on it. And Vlad Tmura, and the child of this Tmura. And Vlada, and the child of the child and the child of the Tmura, of the Ola. Atsof Kolom till the end of the world. Hare Elu Ka'ola. They all have the status of the Ola. To una hefshet, right? You're going to have to take off the skin, v'nituach, and cut up the meat, v'chalo la'ishim, and everything gets burned. Now, of course, you can't have the child of an ola, because the ola is male. It has to be the child of the tmura of the ola. But the ola itself, it's not going to have a child growing in it, it's male. Amafish nekeva la'ola. Let's say a person takes a female, and he declares about this female animal that it's an ola.
And then the older Zachar gave birth to a male. So what's the status of this male? Is it an Ola because it comes from an Ola? And it can now be brought as an Ola because it's a male? Or maybe since its mother couldn't be brought, it also can't be brought. So here actually you start, it has to pass, it gets a blemish. The Macher, then it's sold. The Yavi Bedam of Ola, with its money we buy an Ola, like we would have done with the mother. However, Rebbe Lezer disagrees and says, "Hu atzmo yikarev ola." The child of a female animal that had the sanctity of an ola becomes an ola, and since it's male, it can be brought as a karban ola. Okay, says the Gemara, Mishnah Reisha, why in the beginning of the Mishnah when we talk about the child of a tzmuras ola? To lo plik, we don't see an argument. Mishnah Sefer, why in the end of the Mishnah when we talk about the child of a female ola? To plead you, there's an argument. One says it gets brought, and one says it has to get a blemish. Rabbi Barchana said, the truth is, b'machlokas shnuya. Really, the first part of the Mishnah is disputed. And the view that says that it gets brought as a karban, that was Rabbi Lazar. That was the view of Rabbi Lazar. However, the Chacham would say, no, it has to just pasture and get a blemish and use the money to buy an ola. Rav Amar Rav said, "Afilu Tamer Rabbana." No, maybe the beginning of the Mishnah is the view of the Rabbana, and they agree that the child of a tzmura is actually brought because Ad Kan Lo Pligi Aleder Belezer Elegabi Mafish Nekeva LaOla. They say that if you made an Nekeva an Ola and then it has a child, you can't bring it as a karban because since Ime Lo Kreva, since the mother couldn't be brought, the child, which is a male, also can't be brought. Avol Tzmura. But when you have a tzmura, you had an Ola. Somebody exchanged the Ola for a female, a Tzmura. Tehime Nami Kreva. The mother can be brought. The mother could be brought because it's coming from a male. Right? The male where you did the Tzmura from was the Ola. You transferred from this Ola onto a female. So the mother itself could be brought. So Afilu Rabbanan Ma'adu. So then the Rabbanan agree that the child also can be brought. Okay, as just Hashem, will continue tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Yisrael, Lefichah Chirbalem Torah, Mitzvah, Shenema.